Nation Radio Network with Elizabeth Doherty. Life is short and the world is wide. There are thousands of odd, quirky places to go and things to see at home and abroad. Buckle up. This is Destination Unknown.
All aboard!
Here's your tour guide, Elizabeth Doherty.
So you like pistachios, right?
I do. I love them.
How about the world's largest pistachio?
I thought you were going to say the world's largest pistachio factory.
Well, it is.
Okay. Oh, okay.
I wasn't done yet.
Okay. Where is this factory and the world's largest pistachio nut?
I don't know if it's a factory, but it's called Pistachio Land, and it's in New Mexico.
Okay, I got to look this up. Go ahead and tell me about it.
Okay. Well, we'll start with the world's largest pistachio, which was built in honor of the Pistachio Land founder, Thomas McGinn. So, his son erected this 30-foot sculpture in memory of his father.
I'm looking at a picture of it already. It's hilarious. All right.
Pistachio Land is home to over 12,000 pistachio trees and 14 acres of grapes. So, anyway, they have a whole bunch of products that you can buy. They've had all sorts of filming that's been done there. Lost in Space and Larry the Cable Guy. Anyway, it's considered a New Mexico true treasure by the New Mexico Secretary of Tourism. So
I'm just looking at a couple of the other attractions there on site, including the koi fish pond, which is huge.
Yeah, koi fish are cool
I
anyway.
I love watching koi play.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
They have a motorized farm tour.
Mm-hmm.
They have a country store where you can buy all sorts of interesting pistachio products. They have a free pistachio tasting bar. And then, of course, if you love pistachio ice cream, they have a pistachio ice cream parlor. They also have a classic 1940 Ford on site.
On display there for you as well. And here's what I discovered. They also have their own vineyard there as well. And they have adult beverages that apparently go very, very well with pistachios.
I had not considered this.
They do.
And they have the pistachios in the kernel with no shell that you can buy. They also have the burlap gift bags with pistachios in them, and they make pistachio candies, gift packages, and they have souvenirs, gift certificates, all that stuff. I mean, it's a really cool place. I mean, if you're looking for a little day trip or something, and you're anywhere in the southwest part of the United States, that would be a cool place to go.
It's located in a town called Alamogordo, New Mexico. Now, Alamogordo by itself has another history.
What's that?
That would be Ground Zero. If memory serves me, that was where the United States dropped on itself.
It's not like you're living there.
No, you know, that was 75 years ago now.
I think it's, what is it, 50 years is a half-life or something?
Yeah, as long as it doesn't affect the pistachios.
We'll go with 50 years.
I don't care.
We'll go with that, okay? It wouldn't stop me from going.
It is on, by the way, that site is on, the test site at the U.S., whatever they call it, the McDonald's Family Ranch House is the name of the place where they actually dropped it, is on the United States National Historic Register of Historic Places as well.
So, incidentally, after we dropped the bomb in World War II, the end of World War II,
right,
the two bombs, the chance of getting cancer over the next 50 years, they found out, was something like 2%.
Interesting. All right, so this place...
Why you ruin my whole pistachio thing with this?
You know, if you're going to Alamogordo, New Mexico, you might as well look at the other sites that are there as well.
I don't want to look at the other sites.
All right,
I just want pistachios.
If you want to check this out for yourself, just go to pistachioland.com. You're sitting there shaking your head at me. I didn't mean to... sidetrack your destination unknown.
This entire show is not representative of most Food Nation Radio Network shows.
This one has been a bit
disturbing.
Disturbing.
First and second hour. If you missed any of the first hour, you can go back and hear that debacle at foodnationradio.com, where it plays 24/7 until the next show.
That's correct.
It's time to go.
We've had enough fun for 1 week.
But go to foodnationradio.com. Like I said, listen to the show. We have recipes. You have short videos. Lots of interesting things to read about, including what's in your food. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? By their clothes? Their age? The way they speak? Would you notice a 16-year-old boy who got his first job?
Not for extra spending money, but to help feed his little sisters?
Or a mother who's in between jobs and sometimes goes to bed hungry so her kids can have dinner? Or a 14-year-old girl who signs up to every after-school activity not to make friends, but just to get something to eat? I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America, 200 Food Banks Strong, and the Ad Council.
This is the Food Nation Radio Network with Elizabeth Doherty.